after Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report it to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star that they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said, "take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him."
Thank you, Grace. So you might want to keep that open, because there will be some questions and possibly, oh, some prizes for answers. Just to keep us awake. Adults can win prizes as well if they want to join in. So, first of all, where was Jesus born? Jodie, I think you were first. Bethlehem, well done. Ready to catch? Oh, nearly. Well done. Okay, Jesus was born in Bethlehem. And this story takes place after that. Jesus and his family are still in Bethlehem, but it's a bit later on. Who was king at the time of this story? Philip? Herod, did you? Oh, sorry, I thought you said David. I'm getting old, I can't hear. Right, watch your head, Siri. Here we go, well done. Oh, these are a bit hard. Sorry, I might not throw them anymore because I might damage someone. Okay. So King Herod, here we are. Here's King Herod. Let's put him up here because he's one of the main characters in the story today. Let's put King Herod up there. There we go. You can stay there, Herod. Doesn't look very happy, does he? We'll find out why in a minute. King Herod. So, who went traveling in the story? Who went traveling? Audrey? Magi? Yeah, wonderful. And they're also known as just a posh name for the wise men, okay? Just so we know, that really means the wise men. So wherever it says Magi, it means wise men. So we'll put them up here. We don't know there were three, but I've drawn three just because there were three presents. So let's just run with that. Okay. What was it that the wise men saw that made them go traveling? The star. Excellent. Okay. So the wise men, that's what they did. That was their job. They kind of studied the stars. And one day they saw a star. And because of what they'd studied and other things they'd read, they began to think that this star was a very special star. What did they think, or who did they think that star told them something about? Who was that star? Jesus, well done, that's it. So they saw this star because of all the reading they'd done, and also because God's in charge of the stars, isn't he? And they said, "We think this star tells us that the King of the Jews, Jesus, has been born." So what did they do? They saw the star, they worked out it was special, that it was Jesus. What did they do? Followed the star, yeah, that's right. They got ready, They got everything packed up, okay? What did they pack with them? What was part of their packing? Gold, frankincense, myrrh, well done, exactly. They took those gifts with them, didn't they? So before they even left home, they'd taken those gifts because they knew they were going to meet a king. So they took those gifts with them. They packed up their supplies and they travelled for quite a long time. They travelled a long time. Now, this is a difficult question, okay, because you need to read a bit on in the passage and do a bit of thinking. But can anyone work out roughly how long they might have been travelling? Just roughly how long they might have been travelling. A long time? Any figure on that? I heard something. Was that David? 1 month? Could be in a month. How long might it have been? 2 hours. A bit longer than that. 2-3 months. It could be Jacob. It could be anywhere up to 2 years. Yeah, one for Jacob. Anywhere up to 2 years. Yeah, because we find out later, don't we, that they saw the star when he was born, and that could have been anywhere up to 2 years. So we don't quite know how long, but it was a long, long journey. Okay, it was a long journey. Okay, and they had to leave behind everything else. They had to give up what they were doing in their lives to go and follow, to go and find Jesus. So these men, we don't quite know, but when they saw the star and they believed that God was calling them, what did they do when they saw the star?
They followed.
So they responded. We don't quite know how, but they knew that somehow God was calling them, and they were willing to give up their lives, to pack everything up, to take these really costly gifts. Anyone had any gold for Christmas? No one's had any gold for Christmas, okay? They packed up these costly gifts and they went because they were being guided by God to go. So the wise men have seen the star, have worked out that it's something important, that God is calling them to follow that, and off they go on their long journey with their expensive presents. They finally, where do they arrive? Which city do they arrive in? Audrey? Jerusalem, excellent. Oh, there we go. They arrive in Jerusalem. Who lived in the palace in Jerusalem? Oh, Theo, I think, was first. Who?
King Herod.
Excellent. Now, they come and they explain why they're there. The wise men tell him why they're there. How does King Herod feel about this? Enoch?
Angry.
Angry, yes, he is. Says he was disturbed. Now, you see, the reason King Herod is disturbed is because he's heard there's a new king in the town, okay? And he's heard it's the king of the Jews. Now, have a think about some of the other readings we have at Christmas. Tell me, why is Jesus the real king? Have a think about another name for Bethlehem, perhaps. Have a think, but another name for Bethlehem, one of the carols we sing, Philip? Enoch? Oh, both said it. Yeah, you can both have one. The city of David, that's right. So Jesus is the real king, isn't he? Because he's born of David's line. And Herod is, well, he's a bit of a fake king, really. He's king of Judea, but he only was king of Judea because the Romans made him so. And so when he hears that the wise men have come to find the king of the Jews, Herod suddenly goes, ah, they're going to find out I am a fake king. And fake kings are always threatened by the real king. See, God's king is the real, true king. And Herod was a fake. And that's why he's so upset. But it gets more interesting because what does Herod ask his advisors? There's some other people around. What does Herod ask them? He needs an answer for something. What does he ask them? Audrey? Brilliant. Where's the king going to be born? Yeah, well done, Audrey. Okay. It says, yeah, where is the king going to be born? Now, you might need to look at the bottom page of your Bible to find the answer to this one. So I'll give you a minute to do that. Where do they find the answer? Camilla? It's at the bottom of the page. Where do the advisors find the answer to the question, where will the king of the Jews be born? Hint, it's a book of the Old Testament. Nope, not quite. Oh, Ian knows at the back. Micah, well done, Ian. Well done, Ian. It tells you, there's a little quote there, and actually, Jesus is born, or it tells us, Micah tells us where Jesus will be born. Now, here's the interesting thing, okay? All these advisors knew the answer. How did they know the answer? Enoch? Brilliant. Yeah, they've been reading the Old Testament. Yeah, there's not. Do you? Well done. Get onto the second mark. They've been reading the Old Testament. So the king's advisors had God's words. Okay, they had God's word. They'd been reading it. What had they done with it? What had they done with God's word that they'd been reading? Who's that? Parker? They ignored it. Well done. Yeah, they ignored God's words. The wise men only had a little bit of knowledge and a star, and yet they got up and they got going and they travelled. But King Herod's lot, they had God's words. They had the Old Testament. They knew the answer straight away. They didn't have to go and look it up. They could just tell him. But they had ignored God's words about Jesus. How sad to have God's word, to even be reading it, and yet not to follow through, not to find out who Jesus is. So they knew that Jesus was going to be born in Bethlehem. Bethlehem is not that far from Jerusalem. And so King Herod suddenly thought, oh, I know, once these wise men know that he's born in Bethlehem, I know they're going to go straight there. They're going to go straight there to have a look. And so Herod said, I need to have a little secret meeting with these wise men. And it maybe went a little bit like this. Herod. Wise men, tell me more about when this star appeared. I'm very interested. Oh, you say it was first visible when he was born. When was that? Oh, I see. About 2 years ago, you say. Well, why don't you chaps pop down to Bethlehem and make a careful search for the new king and then report back to me here so I can go and worship him too. Herod says he's going to worship, doesn't he? He's trying to make out that he's very humble, that he's going to worship this new king. But actually we know that he's up to something else, isn't he? Because the false king is always threatened by the real king. But you know, Herod underestimates that God is in charge of all this. And God is at work protecting his new son. So the wise men headed off to Bethlehem, feeling a bit silly that they'd gone to the palace in Jerusalem first. But never mind. You know, a king might be born in the palace. The star reappears over Bethlehem, and they were overjoyed. They thought, yes, we're on the right track. We're going to meet the new king. Now, doesn't say the star stopped over the house where Jesus was. Now, here's a very testing question, okay? how might they have found baby Jesus? Okay, because they didn't know, the star didn't stop over the exact house. Okay, how might they have found him? And I want you to think, wait a minute before you answer, have a think. What have we learned previously in the Christmas story about people who might have spread the news in Bethlehem? Who was it that spread the news in Bethlehem very enthusiastically? Audrey? Brilliant, the shepherds, yeah. The shepherds, remember when they were told about the baby, they told everyone they met. They went round and told absolutely everyone. And so I think if the wise men got there, started asking around, people would know where to find Jesus. And there they went. They got to the house, they found Jesus, who's probably not a tiny baby anymore, more like a toddler now, with his mother Mary. What does the Bible say they did when they met him? They bowed down. Excellent, they did. They bowed down and then they worshipped. And Theo? Brilliant. Gave him gold, frankincense, and myrrh. That was Theo. Okay? So they did. They treated him like a king. It's a tiny baby. These men were very wise, intelligent men, like university lecturers of our day. And yet they got down on their knees in front of a manger and they worshipped Jesus. They worshipped a little child in an ordinary house in an ordinary town. But they were right, because the right response to Jesus is to worship him as the King of Kings. Often where the story ends, isn't it? The wise men, they find the baby, they bow, they give the gifts, great, job done. But the story doesn't end there. Remember, King Herod was angry, disturbed by the news of the real king. He then found out from the wise men when the king had been born, and what did he ask the wise men to do after they'd found Jesus in Bethlehem? What did he ask them to do? Jodie? Take Herod to Jesus. Yeah, you're right, to tell Herod. Brilliant. Tell Herod where Jesus was. Did the wise men do that? Did the wise men go back to Herod? Philip, why not? Brilliant, yeah, an angel warned them and said, don't go back to Herod, go a different way home, okay? Take the A1 instead of the M74 or whatever, okay? But he said, don't go back to Herod. How do you think Herod felt, or were told, how did Herod feel when he realized the wise men were not coming back? Audrey? Angry, very angry he was. Because what was his plan? He thought he'd get the wise men to come back, tell him where Jesus was, and then he was going to go and kill him, yeah. He said worship, but he really meant kill. Okay? You see, the thing is, Jesus has that effect. Jesus is God's king, and that means, like the wise men, you will either want to worship him, because that's what they did, didn't they? They gave up everything, they got on their camels or whatever, and off they went to worship Jesus. Or you'll be like King Herod, and you'll want to silence Jesus. Because remember we said, Herod, there we go, Herod was a fake king, wasn't he? And fake kings are always threatened when the real king turns up. Many people's responses like that of Herod. You know, we can imagine Herod, when he heard of the new king, the real king, he would say, I am the king! No one else can tell me what to do. Who does he think he is? I am the one who rules around here. I rule my life. I am going to silence him. Seems a bit of an overreaction from Herod, doesn't it? But it sums up the real hatred there is for Jesus. The hatred that would later, 33 years later, put him to death on a cross. Because you see, behind this lovely sweet story, there are the powers of darkness at work. And they know that Jesus' birth signals their end. And so they try and finish him off before he gets started on God's rescue plan. If they can just take him out as an infant, then they won't have to deal with him anymore. Because you see, the Christmas story is not just a nice, cozy children's story. It's God's declaration of war. God introduces his long-promised king who comes to rescue those who know they are enslaved by sin, by the evil forces, who know they are unable to love God and follow him. As we learned yesterday, only the true king with God's power has the strength to rescue us from these forces of evil. So Herod, the fake king, doesn't want the true king to rule in his life. But the opposite to Herod is the response of the wise men. God has helped them to understand that Jesus is God's king, and they're keen to find out more and to follow. They're willing to learn and humbly admit when they get it wrong. They turned up in Jerusalem, but that's okay. They still went on and followed Jesus. And despite being very important and rich men themselves, they were willing to put Jesus first and to get down on their knees in an ordinary house in front of a small child. And our attitude, the Bible says, if we want to be God's friends, our attitude needs to be like the wise men. To give up our pride and wholeheartedly worship Jesus, despite the cost in terms of money or time or reputation. Jesus is God's King, the King of Kings, before whom all will one day bow, including his enemies and all who set themselves up against him. Jesus is the true King. Worship him today. We're going to pray now. Hopefully we've got the words of the Lord's Prayer appearing. We've got the words of the Lord's Prayer? Oh, it's on the sheet. There you go, it's on the sheet. Let's pray this together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.